What up, Sphere Heads? It's your man Kazmeta, back at you with the Sphere of Hip Hop Podcast. Episode 55. Dang, I've been doing this for a minute. As y'all know, I do little specials from time to time, cover one artist in particular who deserves some shine. And right now, my man Wonder Brown is just killing the game, man. I mean, if you haven't heard a rap from Wonder Brown, you don't even listen to rap. Because that dude's everywhere. So we're going to get him on the phone. Talk about his rapping, you know, I don't know. Whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. So, yo, here we go. I'm about to call him up right now.
Yo, 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 yo.
What up, Brown?
What up, Meta?
You are live on the podcast, son. What up?
Oh, what up? What up, Sphereans? Yo.
Sphereans.
What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Just sitting here sweating. I had to turn the AC off while I do this so the hum ain't all in the background. So I'm sitting here with my bottle of water, like, yeah, just holding it up to my face, getting ready to ask you some questions, I guess, about your illustrious rap career.
You should be here in Portland, Oregon, because it is cool and crisp. The air is clean, and yo, it'd be perfect for your P90 doing food.
P90X.
Drop some.
Yo, man, it's so funny. Caboose just did a drop for me for the podcast. It'll probably be on like the next show, and he said something about the P90X too. It's mad funny.
Trying to get
ripped. Yeah.
Trying to get ripped.
I be ripping fools on the mic. Now I'm going to just be ripped, period.
Be cock diesel on stage. Yeah. Fools.
Cocky on the mic and cock diesel on stage. Yes, sir. That's meta.
Word.
Anyways, man, enough about me and my exorcisms.
Exhortations.
Yes, sir.
Stuff like that.
So you're the most prolific writer in the hip hop game, basically. You dropping 18 million albums, and all within about 18 months, it seems like. And so we just gonna go through your discography, kind of like from newest to oldest, probably in that order, something like that. And I think we might even drop some like new unreleased stuff on them towards the end, but they gonna have to wait to hear that stuff. So.
Oh snap! I don't know. They ready?
Man, I don't think so.
Yo, it's a pleasure to do this because, y'all been doing this longer than me, so, you know what I'm saying? I don't take this lightly, but let's do it.
Yeah, man, this fool, that's crazy. Like, when you linked up with SI, you had only been writing raps for, like, what, a year or two?
Couple years, yep.
I mean, you wrote poetry before that, obviously. You were a poet, but, as far as, like, just being able to, like, rap and have patterns and styles, like, yeah, you grew mad fast, man. You, like, surpassing us. It's redonkulous.
Word. Well, you know, I learned from the best.
You're so sweet.
You know? Dude, that's not love fest up in here.
All right, man. This is like a 4-minute introduction. Let's get into the first song. This is off the new Quintessential EP from Just Me and Wonder Brown. This track is called Exhale This. Check it out.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody choosing my destination. No. Ain't nobody losing what I can't find. Uh-huh. But what I can find is when I find a face and face down in the sense of time that I can't hide.
Lord, I know I hardly ever do it your way, but I got the blood of the Lamb above my doorway. Pass over and miss me with the dying. You're the true and living God, and I'm just trying to feel more than these five senses. Can I walk with you beyond these fences, beyond the sea, beyond the wilderness, beyond what we on and beyond your wing. I've been blinded, locked in the hole with arms and legs binded. Darn you, carnival armor, draping, drifting for our garments, ruling with a tool, eluding truth and truth incarnate. But not for long, while we singing this song, the American dream is gone apparently wrong. Comparing the dawn to the coming of Jesus, fall short of what it means to be a believer.
Ain't nobody choosing my destination, ain't nobody losing what I can't find. But what I can't find is what I find, a facing face down in the sands of time that I can't hide. Ain't nobody choosing my destination, ain't nobody losing what I can't find. But what I can't find is what I find, a facing face down in the sands of time that I can't hide.
See, used to have my fist closed in a fashion I couldn't even give a middle finger to pitch my passion. Fascinated with the philosophy of a Socrates, of a prophecy of a 2012 Nostradamus and see. And I dreamt of a day where I watch it all fall, a crop burn to the root in pursuit of a prophet. I'm taught to watch it fall, hopscotch in the cracks where the pots been taught to call out the kettle in order to blackball all those that dodge the fallout. For a so-called freedom, believing the teaching, the preaching that followed the last enemy, cause he was seeking a reason for believing. But why the liars with no need for the Pied Piper, when the system is an impossible mission to climb higher and it never tires. When you were born to be replaceable, plugged in for a nickel, even more for a silver tickle spoon. And when you finally hear the fables, you dream of myriads of riches, when those wishes are more like schematic pyramids. Vans, feeble attempts to see in distances, with one foot in the sand and the other reluctant tentatively. On the mend of brokenness, knowing there's no hopelessness, lies within the obsession to see how far it's
possible. Ain't nobody choosing my destination, ain't nobody losing what I can't find. But what I can't find is what I find, a facing face down in the sands of time that I can't hide. Ain't nobody choosing my destination, ain't nobody losing what I can't find. But what I can't find is what I find, a facing face down in the sands of time that I can't hide.
Beyond the waters you rose like the wind, to spread your majestic wings. By the power of your will, you will supplant your people upon the mountain of your inheritance. The place, O Lord, that you made for your dwelling. The sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands molded from this hardened clay. You will reign forever and ever.
In the hopes that you break this bondage, we cope through the pain with an ancient promise that there'll be one day you make us flawless. Till then, the next breath is all that's there. Lord, when I'm thirsty and I'm not worthy, and my mouth is mute, but I know you heard me. Crying from the heart, cause where I shed can't bear to carry the weight when you're not there.
Not there.
Thank you, Lord. Another beautiful day off in the neighborhood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Revelations for the united. When the trumpets call out traveling to meet the horizon, sun's rising. One life to live in a opera with a lost fine wisdom in the heart of a mobster. Long shadows cast in the pits of the fruit, used to blind the short vision and the glimpse of our youth. She's singing, asking for the rhyme or the reason, in the midst of what she's seeing in the change of the season. No matter, cause even she's after the platinum, won't bounce to the ounces when she's screaming for cash when time's ticking. Yeah, and it used to be Gucci, now all she wants to do is dance and hustle for Lucci. Or the lady looking crazy claiming I ain't mad, I got two sons caught up in that brand old bag. Hustle on, get that for the getting's gone, but of course they know their living's wrong. Rock on, yeah.
The man ain't tall, rich, remember nothing sweet. The stars are parasites, the dead of one's deep. Leave your vegetable in the middle of the streets. The beef digests and the bones of the hotties. The man ain't tall, rich, remember nothing sweet. The stars are parasites, the dead of one's deep. Leave your vegetable in the middle of the street. The beef digests and the bones of the beef.
Revelations part of the planning, with the rest left standing and their ignorance stranding. The demanding lies, the family ties, the plans to rise beyond the way the landing lies. In the gutter, just another baby mother, another hopeless man that plans to have another. A million others pointing a finger with the stench of a secret lover continues to linger. Stevie Wonder plays in the background, singing about how he wants to make her his lap gown. Little Jeezy plays in his headphones, and what do you know, he's rapping about how we can head home. Yeah, oops, never mind, he already had her. Although this could be a sister mother, but never the matter. I'm sure somebody will be with her after. Let's just all hope it's never the latter. She's your mama.
Man, it's your own risk, remember nothing sweet. The sauce of parasites, the gutter runs deep. Leave you vegetable in the middle of the street. The beef digests in the belly of the beast.
Fool, get on your job. Revelations for the meek. When the fears in archaic lead the pulse of the street. Keep on, and now it's reflection of soul. When the truth's right before our eyes, direction is told. Listen up, the passion now is given it life. Like the thief in the night, now arisen a night to go home. it ain't safe no more. The fear of God trembles when the heart can't take no more. When the mouth can't say no more, the word is revealed to let you know you can't hold more than what is given. And the light can surely blind a vision, but of course we all know it was written. Keep living.
And that was Revelations from Clicka Clacka, which is Theory Has It and Wonder Brown on the duo tip. They put out a little EP a month before the Just Me and Wonder Brown EP through the SI Monthly. And why don't you tell them a little bit about both those projects, Mr. Brown?
Word. Well, the Clicka Clacka joint is called The Archives as well. Pushing Keys, The Archives. Basically, when I met Theory Has It, you know, we had always talked about working together, and we was like, yo, we would be, it was on some Lethal Weapon stuff. Danny Glover, one, you know, homeboy, Mel Gibson,
yeah.
And we came up with the name Clicka Clacka, you know, and did a bunch of songs. Man, we got tons more in the archives. And we just work, you know how we do. We grind, we make music all day long. And so some of those are just cool, you know, the cool little handful, some of the best of the, you know, the bunch from a grip ago. And, you know, things happen. People got to put out projects. So it ended up being like kind of pushed back. Right. And so a lot of that stuff was actually recorded before 2007. And, but yo, those were just raps, you know what I'm saying? Really what I'm on now, you know, is even totally different. You know, it's back then I was, like you said, I wrote poetry, so I was really just trying to work out my skill and try to figure out what my style was.
Right.
And y'all know it's just a poetic tip, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you want some hotlines, I don't know, listen to Kaz Mehta or Theory Has It, but you know, if you want a little mixture of hip hop and poetry and a good message, you know, that's, all of us do that, you know what I'm saying? That just happens to be my specialty or whatever. So, especially
that's
with
your
like,
foundation.
Like
you got some hotlines, son. Don't front.
But yo, you know, like on the quintessential stuff, really what I've been writing a lot is some worshipful type music, you know, and it's been on my heart. You know, before it was really just poetry and me getting rid of these ideas and philosophies that I was working through. And you know, so a lot of stuff I've been working on lately is just worshipful music. And so when I got with Justin mid last year, I think, dude, we was just like, yo, we gotta do an EP. And you know, I got a concept kind of thing, and that out of that was born Quintessential.
Right. And basically I'm gonna tell them real quick, like, the Quintessential EP, it's 5 tracks. And it not only, like, the tracks are crazy, the song titles are crazy, because it's like the Torah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, or Numbers and Deuteronomy. And then on the flip side of that, it's like the 5 elements, you know, what is it, earth, wind, fire, water, spirit.
Yep.
And so like, y'all, the first track is like Genesis plus earth equals genealogy. Like, that track was, you know, Exodus plus wind is Exhalidus.
Exhalidus,
Just like, and so and
we
so
really
and so
forth. We really tried to mix, like, all those concepts together, and it really, I mean, I really believe it was spirit-led. The whole joint was just real spirit-led.
Oh,
every single word we wrote, just, you know, you try to come up with these concepts, but a lot of times, you know, the beats take you somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So really just trying to stay within the framework of those. Sometimes, you know how it goes, you try to stay within the framework of an idea and it just don't, something else happens, you know? And,
right.
and I, I really believe music is like that, you know. Poetry is like that, where you might have an idea at the beginning, but man, it might take you somewhere if you let it. And so it did, but it ended up working, you know. The concepts really came together. So it's some beautiful stuff, man.
It's some meat on there, y'all. It's some meat on there, for sure. You could listen to that record and not even need to hear a sermon for like 3 weeks, just because you just be chilling, chewing on that stuff for real.
Yeah, watch, man,
I'm gonna catch backlash now. Cat's telling us not to go to church. Listen to raps. All right, man. Let's keep it moving.
You gotta take him to church, though.
That's right. Yo, so shortly before these projects came out, you did a record with Sean Little, a Love Affiliated. We're going to get into one of those joints right now. It's called Walking, featuring Theory Has It.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven. Tick tock, clocking on my bread to my death. That's been living on a rock, rock, rocking, and we steady. Top knots dropping all this knowledge, cause a flop would be deadly. Hip hop scotching on the concrete. Crisscross, crossing on my heart. Hope to die with a heartbeat. The walks always walking right ahead me. From the tippy top of my head down to my right and left feet. Walk.
Ha, mighty man I am, I crawl, I stand, I walk, I ran. I thought, I plan, I talk, I scam. I was caught by the law of the land, stuck by the bluff when he saw my hand. Paralyzed, terrified because all I am could never equate to make pleasure from hate a better my fate than giving ears to hear what the veterans say. Full amount on my account cleared by the severance pay. Draw near the most excellent way. Love lingers lonely, the Lord is furious, and it's more mysterious than you're curious. Midnight marauders are purely spurious. The sword is severely missed, here it is. Wind blows where it wishes. Hear it rush by tenfold suspicion. Not to be touched by the self-exalted. Blinded by pride. Need no help to hope. And blind leading the blind. And I'm leaving behind my nets and the rest. Walking in the steps. Let my yes be yes.
They say the light grows dim. The dark is right before the sun will start to rise. I say the sun ain't going nowhere. He's just doing work on the other side. Now it is my time to go. Best believe I ain't gonna look back for. So then I go.
Got off the bus, started walking down MLK. Made a left on Liberty, listening to Mr. J. Keeping my pace steady, I breathe heavy, cause I'm out of shape. Looking both ways as I stroll past Main and Race. No crosswalk, but I'm walking with a cross bearing it. My eyes on a sparrow, fly like a sparrow carrier. Food for the youngest, still stroking down Liberty. Passing up as a Charles, Central Avenue synergy. Stepping down the block, looking for my worst enemy. I see familiar faces smiling, but no one remembers me. Good, cause I'm finna be a star like Atlantic. When they call on Theory Has It, I'ma pause and make a panic. With the Lord on my side, an open eye as I'm footing it. I'm somebody who were you and not who you coulda, shoulda, woulda been. A doctor or a lawyer or a crime boss. When you were falling down, be sure to get back up and walk it off. Walk it off. Now walk it out.
Alrighty then, word boss. Tell them angels open the door for me.
Got to get mine to get
going. They say the light grows dim, the dark is right before the sun will start to rise. I say the sun ain't going nowhere. He's just doing work on the other side. Now it is my time to go. Best believe I ain't gonna look back forward. So then I go. Whoa.
My face, it's the knowledge that I'm a son of his grace. Wonder what his will is when it's the only something I taste. And so the gun in my face is the dust in the wind. Another breath from the skies and a freezing for trusting again. What in the wind, but the knowledge to lose. What I hold close is no longer a difference from the do's and the no-nos. So I'm choosing to go rose. For most folk think impossible, cause to believe in to live it is know that the impossible's probable. Matter of fact, unstoppable, cause what's worthy in this journey is you can never hurry the potential that's infinite. The 110% that I'm giving it is the 10 from my mind and spiritually unlimited.
They say the light grows dim, the dark is right before the sun will start to rise. I say the sun ain't going nowhere.
nowhere. He's just doing work on the other side. Now it is my time to go. Best believe I ain't gonna look back forward. So then I go. To the pave as I ride it on to my heart. Beat in the street palpitating and inviting me to embark. Almost like a bond with faith could turn into a fiery dart. Penetrate the vein and assimilate the same thing that ignites in my darkness. 1/4 in front of abyss, teeter-totter the tightrope as time ticks. Can't tell if it's from blindness, can't remember enough to remind this. Soon, the light fades to black, only cause this earth has turned its back. So, what I write states the fact that what is true is in tune with what I lack. Keep it moving. My walk, 1 foot in front of the other and I'm off. Sometimes I wonder if when I'm lost, I've skipped to my loo, but skipped yours. Stop trying to figure out what my course got me on fire, but only by my force. Got something to say that cost me my voice. Screaming at the top of my lungs that I'm hoarse. Why is it when I have the choice? I choose it again, still no remorse. I choose it again, still no remorse. I'm losing the wind, but can't throw. Of course, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. 1 foot in front of the other. Yeah. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Yeah. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we want, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. You have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love.
We're back. We still got Wonder Brown on the phone live from Portland, Oregon. He's out there. He's out there just chilling in the cool breeze. That was Keep It Moving from his debut, I guess, solo project, The Gallows. It's kind of your solo debut, isn't it? Basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, in a sense. Another one of the fabulous SI Monthly EP releases slash, well, that's probably, is that a full length? No, that's an EP. It's an EP.
No, it's an EP, but for real, it's a full length just because it's a whole conceptual record. It's eight or nine tracks.
That's true.
So, but yeah, you know.
That's true. In lengthwise, I guess I was thinking more along the lines of like, it's shorter than 45 minutes probably, so. Anyways.
Yeah.
Technicality. So before that, though, we played the walk-in joint, which is so incredibly hard, man. It's one of my favorite hooks that you've ever written, by the way.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. And why don't you tell the people a little bit how the project came together with Sean Little?
Well, to be honest, when I met Sean, I really didn't know him artistically all that well. And I can't really say God told me to do it, but I really felt like I was supposed to sow into this dude.
Right.
As a human being, as a brother. What I didn't know is that he had recently lost his older brother. And so, you know, God used me in a practical manner, you know, just to be a good dude to him, you know what I'm saying? So, but anyways, I was at the time messing with Vintage, really, really building with him as far as like my solo project, which I never put out. And in the meantime, was like, yo, you know, Sean, if you want to work on some stuff together, you know, maybe I could help you get your name out there or whatever. Let's build. He's like, oh yeah, for sure, okay. So, you know, next thing I know, we started working on music, and you know, I've been couch surfing, touring, you know, living the high life with broke status for the last 3 to 4 years, you know, and so we would work on songs here or there, and as far as the walking song is concerned, I was like, I write all the time, and I just knew that hook was gonna be gangster, you know, no matter what it was gonna be on. But I had no clue what it was gonna be on. As a matter of fact, when I wrote it, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna open up my solo project with something real soulful, and I'm gonna sing that, you know. And so then I had this Vintage beat sitting around, and you know how I do. We had the whole project done, and I was like, we need one more banger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need one more banger. Yeah, that's how I do with everything.
We're going to get on that a little bit later, I'm telling you. Watch.
So anyways, I was like, all right, I'm going to pull out this Vintage beat. I was going to use it for the solo tip, and we start working on it. But I was like, man, I came up with a lot of this stuff. Sean, you lead the way. And so we started writing on whatever. And then I was like, you know what, forget it. I got a concept. Right. And so I just switched the whole plane of what we were talking about. And I was like, I got a hook. Let me lay it down. And boom, I knocked the hook. He was like, oh, snap. This is, it's curtains now. And then actually, right after I laid that down, we were writing some more. And I just wrote that verse within, like, you know, literally like a couple minutes. And I was like, man, I'm just killing this song. I'm just killing this song. And I'm like, yo, this is... But you know what? Behind that song really was everywhere where I've been, from the BX to the PDX, I walk everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've walked through your neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shout outs to York, Pennsylvania, because I walked through your hood. All right, you just didn't know it because you thought Warner Brown looked like something else. But you know what I'm saying? I've walked through all these hoods, man. I was 4 o'clock in the morning walking through Queens Ridge.
Right.
It's what I do. And but you know, God inspires me in those walks, and I listen, and I try to listen, and I just watch people. You know what I'm saying? I study. And so that's really what inspired that song, man. And you know, we got Theory Hazard on it. And, you know, he always comes up with something classic.
And next thing you know,
boom, people hit me up, like, Mr. J, like, what up, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, good shot.
So, word. So, yeah, like I said, that was the from the Love Affiliated. You dropped the Gallows solo project with Pumpkinfoot on some just crazy different beats. You did another collab record with another cat that's living in Cincinnati from Evansville, though, MC Till. You did the Kings of Tragedy joint. You recently released a video, which is hilarious. It's called Get Down. And if you haven't seen it, Google that, YouTube it right now, people. Kings of Tragedy, Get Down. Matter of fact, it's on the SI website. You got to see the video. We're going to get into that song right now. This is Kings of Tragedy with Get Down.
Right, sound man, say it sounding right every night. Sound like your favorite, never sound like psych. It's talking like Wonder Brown and I, Willie.
That's right, baby.
Get out.
We some kings on a crooked path, but God took it. Mass off, we looking in the mirrors. Y'all looking at us. Do the math, it's central book in a bus. Follow your bus.
Get out. Take your favorite pop, mix it with the muffin, now replace it with the hot pimp. It tastes better even when I'm saying nothing. Boy, I still got it hitting when we
Call me an idiot, call me a thief, call me whatever you wanna call me, as long as you bring the freaking mac and cheese. If not, then sit back and leave it to these two happening kings.
Get out. You have a hard time finding real dudes who spit real cool and really wanna feel you. Well then, my friend, get up and then
get up, get up, get up, get up.
hit him.
It's not tragic, no, it's not magic. No, it's outlasted. Shaggy's boombastic. Every fad passing, every track lacking action. So,
get out.
We are what we think, we are what we do. So what I think is something real good. It didn't rhyme, but it felt right, so
get out.
What's your function? Bustin'. I can plump dumb when we get up on stage thinking of something. They say at your age, I say age ain't nothing, so
get out.
Hey, yo, Portuguese fleets, Portulant MCs, orangutan, Wu-Tang, bang, alpha gang off of Maine. Little known, not fact, hack, sack, now where we
get out.
S to the T, Y-L-E with a B rhyme. Like smoke from a piece of pipe in the key pipe. My feet and we keep time, like season of springtime. Until then, get out.
Hey, yo, last verse, thought I just spit random words in a... I thought it went pretty well, you know?
Yeah, so
I'll be back with more of that style.
Yeah.
Just after rocking. Get out.
Stop, drop a verse and not flop a word. Like drop top the hearse and pop the clutch and third. Even when go chillin', we on something absurd. Singing.
Get out.
A
loop we got, windowsill, pillow pill, innocent again, a finna, and then dinner. Take a chance, beat another drum, do a different dance. Or just
get out.
We on some native tongue, kissing some chitty bang bang. Bit knobs and boomsticks while we doing the dang thing. Making a way for all these people that can't hang. Come on,
get out.
It always seemed that love had eluded me, but though there was hardship, maybe I had it all wrong.
It seems I wish that I could drudge through the meaning of I love you, when all these seconds of simplicity just simply must do. Too many starless nights, I wonder what happened to my eyes. Now too grown and far from home,
past in the skies to hear my cries.
The fascination's not the same, these words can never shed the light of aspirations. Far to blame to recall why this lonely night resonates now in my daydreams and infiltrates my words. Why not giving love's absurd and why not wishings for the birds? Sifting through the rubble to find answers for my wingless whims. Why do I continue to move these limbs and continue to sing these hymns when I've given it all away? And it's been taken for me in shame that I've ever had it at all or even attempted it in vain. But a simple fact I've known that I've grown to never show it. The meaning of my meaning I was meant to never know it. So now I grasp the only faith that I have left, that love exists, though it may amount to only my last breath.
Your love is patient and kind. It doesn't boast a key breath.
Quite claim this expression as a blameless attempt at what you say is like heaven. The greatest thing on earth since birth is what some say curse the ground the second it yearned for its worth. And your touch and your grasp and your clutch to understand why it doesn't happen often enough. It's merely lack of sight peering back in the night like the moon, when the actual author of this light is your son Jesus Christ, who never lost vision when he led with the body that was lived in and blood that was shed. The sacrificial mission that I thought once his dead was the same angst the child has for parents instead of remembrance of what they did, forgetting what they didn't. Ask Deborah if her firstborn had ever admitted, Lord, why do we let pride stop us from quitting when happiness has never played second fiddle to winning?
Your love is patient and kind. It doesn't boast a key breath.
Child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
I met you in the most precarious of times, while I was on my way out and almost ready for goodbyes. Thankful I've lived long enough to recognize that what I know to be right ends up wrong more than times I'd like to admit. In the past I know I'd have quit before I'd ever let this candle be lit, but I was open to what God had to say, and I'm wonderfully blessed to know you and your daughter today. Your love is my prayer,
your
mama.
Your love is patient and kind. Boast a key record of my wrong. Your hope and faith keep me fly. And most of all, it's your love that sings this song.
That was Love from, which album was that? Teddy P, Word and Deed?
Word and Deed, yes sir.
Yes sir.
Shout out to Teddy P.
Shout outs, indeed. Nice song that you did for him. I'm sure he was happy with that. We didn't really get to talk about the Gallows, so basically I'm going to give you a chance to speak your two cents on how that project came together with Pumpkinfoot, the producer.
Yo, shout out to MC Till as well. He's got a new album out. But Pumpkinfoot, actually, I met about 5 years ago. I was doing some stuff with my homie. He used to go by Flip 46. His name's Scott Williams. And he was going to a college outside of Indianapolis. And I remember distinctively, yes. Yes. I remember.
Distinctively.
Like it happened yesterday. Distinctively. I remember that I played ping pong with this dude, and he was this quirky dude. But he beat the crap out of me, and I was not happy about that. And not happy at all, because I'm a G at ping pong. And but anyways, he beat me. He beat me handily, like 3 games. And I was like, you know what? I'll keep playing, but I got a smoothie to drink. So we got, you know. Anyways, long story short, yo, this dude hits me up a few years later. He's like, hey man, you remember we played ping pong? He didn't remember beating me. He just remembered seeing me. And anyways, he's like, I make beats now, man. Y'all really inspired me, this and that. And he sent me some beats, and I was like, you know. I'm like, well, I'm working with Vintage right now on a soulful tip, kind of, you know, and so he was sending me some really dark stuff, and I'm like, you know, I'm really not on that tip right now. I'm trying to work on this project, but I'll tell you what, if you want help, if you want to, you know, want some guidance or just, you know, whatever, I'll try and help you, you know, shop your beats or whatever. So he sends me these beats. He's like, what you think about this? What you think about this? And, you know, it wasn't what I was on at that time.
Right.
And I was really trying to finish that solo record, which I never put out. Anyways, he sends me this beat one day, and I've been going through it the last few years on a personal tip. He sends me this beat, and it was truth spoken, and it was just really kind of like, it was dark. It had a groove, though, to it. I could imagine myself in a really dark club saying something over this beat, you know, like in Europe or something like that. Mm-hmm. and it would speak life into something dark kind of thing, you know. Right. Anyways, I just was like, you know what, screw it, I'm just gonna pull the mic over here right next to the computer, I'm gonna press space bar, and I'm just gonna start singing, saying stuff, whatever. And I did that through the whole project. It was just me on some, like, okay, let's create. You know, like an artist. Artists might not have an idea of what they're gonna paint. They just splash some stuff on and move it around, and next thing you know, it becomes something. You know, and so, anyways, that's what I did with all the songs right there. I noticed that they had a theme. You know, it was in brokenness that I was really coming to God at the same time. You know, speaking my peace. You know, sometimes speaking your peace is saying something. Saying something nasty to get it out of you or whatever, you know. So for me, those songs were really some of the best things that I'd ever done, because I had no idea what I was doing, and it still happened, you know. Cool. I really don't know how else to explain it, but
what made you call the project The Gallows?
Well, at the time I was going through two things. I was going through, I believe, a personal death. Like I was changing, you know. I had dealing with these personal issues, man. Some of them were my fault, and I needed to be that person. That person needed to die. You know what I'm saying? Die to self, kind of thing. At the same time, God was using me to infuse light into other people's darkness as well. And you know, like there's that whole church ideology where you gotta be right in order to teach right. And I don't believe that to be right. I believe it to be false.
Mm.
And so God was using me to deal with my own stuff, which was dirty sometimes, and then to also help others. So at the gallows, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People get killed.
Yeah.
People get killed. And so if you look closely on the front cover, it's a man wearing a hoodie, and he's holding a noose. And so I'm that man. I'm holding the noose. And, like, so in the song Until the End, I said, step out the gate and you're beautiful, but hoodie over my brow means my demeanor is dutiful. Basically, I'm like, yo, you coming out to get hung, I see the life in you, but I'm going to kill you.
Mm.
So it's on some deep stuff if you wanted to go there, but it's just good music if you just want to vibe out or whatever, too.
Right. Speaking of good music, I mean, we didn't touch on the Kings of Tragedy. Not trying to, like, cut anybody off. You know, big shout outs to MC Till. That's the homeboy.
Yes, sir.
But that's some just fun party, old school.
Sounding.
Yeah, some. Yeah, exactly. Tribe, De La, just fun, vibing out stuff. We don't really need to. Well, due to time constraints, I'm just not gonna get into like how that whole project came together. Like I said, man, you do so much, so it's, you know, we're gonna try to keep this podcast like under an hour, hopefully.
We'll see. All right.
But yo, man, I wanna play the folks some new stuff they haven't heard from you, if that's all right. Can
yeah, let's do it.
We're gonna leak some something from an upcoming project that I guess you could say that Wonder Brown and I, Kazmeta, are kind of co-executive producing together. It's it's all produced by Thought P, and it's basically, I mean, it's basically a Wonder Brown and Thought P record, you know, featuring some SI stuff, featuring some other features that I'm, you know, we're not going to leak that info yet, a little too early. Some dope features, though. And I just want to get into one of my favorite songs thus far from that project, man. This song is called Again and Again.
Same old sick song. Out the door with a two-step, thinking you can't take no more. Every new breath, running a rat race at fast pace, giving the gas face to whomever wanna get in the way. Your fat waste, jump in your cubicle to work it out. Sit up, pressing your cuticles into the doubt. If you ever make it alive out of this losing route, knowing you need a revival and resent a shout. This ain't the season for how. It's now endowed with the power to cry out. Get down on your knees, looking for whatever you lost. They're running on empty to please your lovable boss. Check your watch at what cost. You can hear the tick-tocks in the middle of the crowd, cause the sound when it rocks your bell is similar to how you got this well off. Setting your soul for a god you wanna tell off. The eye of the king upon your throne. Survival of the fittest isn't where you find your soul. The time is now for change, so go and get away. You ain't, for it's too late to know. Set us for a 1.5 for the fare that 6 coin provide. He asked for what's fair from the guide of his father, when his father could barely provide thought to even bother. You see the local corner liquor store and charges a buck for a shot of rum and bottled water for 60 more cents. And you can see him tense a mile away for a split second till the bus stops in silence face. Back to life, back to the reality of who could choose wise. Bruce pride was too fly to be grounded. His truth out in a fountain like a coin in a well of living water he drowned in. And what you and I would choose to look through, he lived through more than enough to write a book to. Step down and took a deep breath. The good fumes, well aware of where the world had left is good news. Keep down again and again, again and again, unto you. Can't keep down again and again no more.
all I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I see a rainbow. All I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I see a rainbow.
I thought I'd slow the flow down for those of you who can't keep up with us. Chosen few who are advanced well beyond our years here. On planet Earth, the people are searching for a deeper meaning to life, a lost hope that but exists out there. We represent those that have come a long way to get where they've been called to go, and are on the way as we speak. If you're optimistic, stop and listen to your third eye vision. Opposites attract, godless opposition with magnetic-like properties. You ought to be grateful for that. The struggle created the character of a righteous man. Better fight back a life better than your stomach, because you'll have to deal with life in one way or the other.
Another way to look at it is we didn't write the book on it. We just took a look at it and broke it on down. Choked out clouds and spoke out loud. The scenery is greenery, we won't bow down to American idols. Comparing their titles to legendary cats and merited rivals. Shutting their pie holes, we don't need to hear it. They pattern their styles after underground lyrics, and it lifts my spirits and it gives me hope to know that we're near it and we can cope. Are we quitting? Nope. Let the pain grow, reclaim the rainbow for what it really stands for, man.
Fight on, all I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I see a rainbow. Fight on, all I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I
ain't
see a rainbow.
Ain't nothing stopping it now. Effortlessly penetrating the barricade theory. The one to get it cracking. You never stop my hustle. Act like I want the trouble. I'm after what's mine and double. This passion of mine is supple. Soon I will master the puzzle. Vision is vertical without spiritual servitude. Huh. With just a word or two, there's no limit or curfew. Yo, my change is coming. Like I sent my son to the stove. So you can keep your pot of gold. I'll never run for the dough.
Yo, all I ask for is a backbone strap on. The parasailing bit of air with my derriere. Carrying the atmosphere to add more fear to my own rear. Let alone peers near climax. I appear by flashing hijack cloud. We last souls out the shadows. Hereby cast the black holes. We grab hold doubts and break them down with 16s like the amounts of ounces and pounds.
Fight on, all I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I see a rainbow. Fight on, all I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I see a rainbow.
My life has been nothing but pleasure and pain. Two extremes, the strange things vain to measure my game. They better my name through whatever kept me head of the game. Several the lame, tend to the flame and weather the rain. Those with a break, deal with the facts and claim your mistakes. Emotional ties will get beside the tracks and wave that awaits. My heart was slow, my mind was numb, my soul was bound, my mistakes. Swept aside without a trace, there's something left in the tanks. Now you could say that dreams indebted in cost, and I could act like it was held in flesh forever because the thought had crossed the line and it could never be lost. But the only thing it owned in life was penance to God, to be tossed and swept away and move on enough today, to lose all its webs today and be done to death away, to be on what swept away, to be gone and wept away, for the light's enough to say it took all my breath away.
But I can see clearly how the rain is born. But I can see clearly how the rain is
born. All I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I see a rainbow. All I've known in life is pain, though. Cause of you, I keep on to find a way. Through the clouds, to reach for what I strain for. Somehow, cause of you, I see a rainbow.
Back here on the Sphere of Hip Hop podcast, we still got my man Wonder Brown on the phone. Just chopping it up, going through his discography, man. And that was Through the Clouds from Scribbling Idiots, in case you didn't know. That was the B-side to our 12-inch single that we dropped quite a few years back, but Wonder Brown played an intricate role in that song's development, so wanted to throw it on here. And I guess, man. Let's see. You wanna tell them about, you know, your next project coming up, or just mention it briefly?
Yeah, man. Well, I've got a couple things I'm working on. I'm working on a Gallows Part 2 with Pumpkinfoot.
Oh, snap.
He's the homie.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm about halfway done with the full length. And I'm always going to work with him. He's always sending me beats. And, you know, basically our crew will be called the Gallows. So whatever, you know, Gallows Part 1, Part 2, whatever. But called The Lock and the Key. But the next project I'm almost done with is called Just Another Wonderful Life. It's got production from Tony Shift, Vintage, Theory Hazard, of course, Reflex, the new SI Cat, Jock, and a few other dudes.
His name's Jack, homeboy.
Jack.
Mouth said the same thing. I don't know if it's that Q that throws
you. You think, I don't know, it looks like a jock, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm just jocking his teeth, you
jock
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, nah, that's funny, man. But, yeah, Mouth said the same thing to me the other day on the phone. He's like, I got this beat from Jock, and I'm like, who? Young Jock? Young Jock don't make beats. And why are you messing with Young Jock? Anyways, shout outs to Jack, man. That's our new producer in SI. He's from Germany. He's got heat. He did the whole Quintessential EP. He's going to be doing some stuff on the next SI record and just a bunch of stuff. But anyways, man, so word up, man. You're basically just grinding, staying busy on solo stuff. You do the collab records, man. You did the thing with Just Me, Theory.
Right.
MC Till, Sean Little.
Yeah.
What about Kazmeta, man? Are you gonna do something with Kazmeta?
Well, yo, my little brother Kaz, you know what I'm saying? We've been making music since I met you.
Nah, I already know. The record's done. Dark Brothers is done. It's mixed, mastered. It's coming out on Elect Recordings this year. And man, what do you want to say about the Dark Brothers, man?
Yo, it's freaking fire.
We don't like to toot our own horn, can you tell? We humble over here.
We keeping it humble, you know what I'm saying?
The most humble.
The most humble. When it comes to humility, I'm the greatest.
Yo, man, you said earlier in the show that something about walking, you know, you was like, we just need that one more banger, man. And
you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when you got an album's worth of material in front of you, you always feel like, man, I need something just a little bit hotter. And maybe that's because you already heard all these songs before. And it's just like, okay, you know, I'm feeling that. I know that's a hot song. I know that's a single. But shoot, man, I need something fresh.
Right.
So I was listening to the whole joint, and I'm like, Kaz, we got to drop one of these songs and just freaking kill something new. You know, we need something new.
Right, because the thing is, dude, is we did this record, like, in between 2006 and 2008. Like, we've been sitting on it basically since then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel what you're saying, man. So, yeah, matter of fact, you sent me something, and I was like, nah, I'm not really feeling that. And then a couple weeks went by, and I was like, this is the one. And I had this beat, and I already had a verse, and I sent it to you, and you laid your the hook and your verse, and it's definitely fresh, man. And that's the one we're gonna close the show out on. I mean, before we do that, I mean, anything else you want to say about the Dark Brothers or anything in general?
Yo, the Dark Brothers will be coming out on Elect Recordings, and so shout out to Plastic. You know what I'm saying? We gonna blow up for him. You know what I mean? Hit the radio scene. We got the radio joints, and so you know we gonna make that cheese for him. You know what I mean? So shout out to Plastic.
And when he says radio joints, he doesn't mean Young Jock. He means that raw underground hip hop. But man, I mean, yeah. This record is nice, man. I mean, I'm really, really happy with it. I'm really happy with this song that we're about to play. We're going to get into that, man. We're about to wrap up this podcast. I want to thank y'all for listening. It's been about an hour-long special. You've heard my wordy, windy brother, Wonder Brown, touch on all kinds of stuff. And
AKA Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba. Don't bite your friends. Yo, they got to... Anyways, man, we out of here, man. It's Wonder Brown, Kazmeta, signing off. Sphere of Hip Hop represent. Yeah. This is She's Gone from the upcoming record, Scribbling Idiots Present the Dark Brothers.
Yo, love y'all. Peace.
Hung up on that fool. Whoops. Ah, how's come instead of stopping on the recording, I hung up on you? I was like, yo, peace. I was like, peace. And I was just like, click. And I was like, oh my God, what was that?
You didn't catch me saying, I love y'all, peace?
No, I got that. And then it was like, click. I was like,
that's hilarious.
That's the biggest brain fart ever. I was like,
fail.
That was not the right button. Wow. Oh, man. All right, man.